And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Ginger Lee and Mia Moore. They are part of Lafayette Burlesque, and they are premiering Boom Boom Burlesque this Friday at the Feed and Seed in Lafayette, downtown Lafayette, 106 Grant Street. So I think, and there have been a number of plays, shows around here that I think include a bit of burlesque, and we all know the word, but I thought we would start off by talking about what you all mean by burlesque, how you define it, because images pop into people's heads, and whether they're sort of 19th century French images, you know, or some kind of Las Vegas image, everybody's got an image. So let's figure out what y'all's image is first. So Ginger Lee?
Yes, ma'am. Hi. Well, burlesque can be interpreted a lot of different ways. I think what most people expect around here, based on some of the shows that have come in from New Orleans, is sort of a straight striptease kind of thing where, you know, very vintage 40s sort of feel with big feathers and lots of sparkles and going down to very little clothing. And that's a part of what we are going to do. We think that's really beautiful, and that is one aspect of burlesque that we want to appreciate and honor. But we also took a more vaudeville idea of the variety act and incorporating different sorts of acts rather than just the P's, excuse me, the peel or the T's solo acts.
Right. The striptease was just a small part of the original burlesque. It included, you know, musicians, singers, stand-up comedians,
right,
as well as acrobats and a whole variety of things. So I think we are capturing that original feel of burlesque,
right,
but kind of putting a modern spin on it.
Exactly.
So it was kind of a real talent show. People showing off their talents in addition to the kind of more alluring,
right, provocative,
provocative
sort of
aspect of it. And I guess we also forget that that's really how people were entertained.
Right.
There were no movies in the, you know, in the 19th century, no, obviously, what we have today, ways of finding entertainment. So people went to shows and expected to see a lot of different kinds of talent on stage.
Some of the original shows would start off with all those small acts and perhaps, you know, culminate in a play, or a lot of those plays would be parody or maybe poking fun at the establishment, et cetera. So it kind of presented a whole myriad of entertainment for the night.
So kind of social, hopefully political commentary, too.
We can also capture some of that.
Right. So in your mind, there's talent involved, but there's spectacle also. And obviously spectacle because you have a lot of people involved in the Lafayette Burlesque group. How many people, in addition to the two of you, are involved?
Well, that's kind of a hard question to answer because we sort of made an open invitation and started it as a collaborative experience. And so we got a really, really good response from it. And we have something like 40 people that have said they want to be involved in some way or another, whether or not that actually culminated into anything. Performing in this show, we have 14 performers and two other participants in this particular show. So our troupe is going to be, every show will have a different number of performers in it, and it'll kind of be a rolling sort of participation where you don't have to be participating all year, all the time, but when a show comes up that fits into your schedule nicely and there's a piece that you want to put onto stage or that you're right for that show, it can fit nicely into your schedule.
Well, let's talk about burlesque pieces. And maybe each of you could describe a burlesque performance that really got you interested in the art form, really attracted you to it. Maybe start off, Mia Moore, do you remember a burlesque performance that you saw where you went, that looks like a lot of fun?
Well, this style of performance has been kind of at the forefront of my heart and mind since I was a child, I think. Now, I was always interested, even as, again, a small child, I was interested in nude art and really kind of breaking some of the boundaries of just typical straight performances. So, I've been to several mini burlesque shows over the years. So I can't name one in particular, but my interest has just grown and, rolled along and gotten more sparkly and more eccentric as the years have gone on. So
y'all have used that word sparkly a few times in this interview. So is there one performance that you remember, especially gingerly?
That's actually a pretty easy question for me to answer because I was a very small child the first time I saw the movie Gypsy. And so that's kind of how it developed for me, as I saw this character who went from being someone very innocent and pure, and she got into this very organically and excelled at it. And I was a dancer as a child already, and so it just kind of felt like something I wanted to explore before I even really saw it performed.
Mm-hmm. And she was also an intellectual as well. She was more than just a pretty face and tassels. You know?
Sure, totally.
You're talking about Ginger Lee or Gypsy?
A Gypsy.
Gypsy Rose Lee.
But also Ginger, of course.
So Gypsy Rose Lee would be someone, or that movie would be something that people could sort of think about when they want to think about burlesque or try and understand it?
One aspect of it, for sure.
Well, describe Gypsy for those people who don't know her. And what was, I guess the height of her career, what were her performances like?
She's the one that really established the feather dance as a staple for the burlesque community. And her first time on stage, her mother pushed her out there without her knowledge ahead of time, and she had previously been performing in vaudeville, singing and dancing, and her luck was running out, and her mom did this just as a last resort to keep her on stage, and she only went as far as to take one glove off that first performance. But as she developed as an artist and she really embraced the culture and didn't see it as something naughty or dirty, but just a way to express herself, she kind of revolutionized the burlesque world and took it down to just hiding behind feathers. Never really showed much of anything, but you knew she was completely naked, and it was really beautiful and cute and flirtatious.
And what years was she performing Gypsy Rose Lee?
I don't want to give numbers.
Turn of the century, 30s, 40s?
30s, 40s.
30s and 40s. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Lafayette Burlesque, and they are putting on Boom Boom Burlesque this Friday, Ginger Lee and Mia Moore. And they are starting this group. So this performance this Friday is a fundraiser for the organization. What kind of funds do you need? Is it to buy costumes? Or what? How do you imagine this organization?
It's a performance company, and so we are going to need things like costumes. We're going to need sets. We're going to need rehearsal space. There's just expenses attached to performing, and it's something that we want to keep going for a while. So if we can build some funds early on, then we'll be able to invest in some really nice pieces to carry along with us and establish some good relationships with venues and studios and whatnot along the way.
Well, the performance will be this Friday at the Feed and Seed, and you have 14 performers this Friday. So will it be set up? Can people expect something like a vaudeville show where there are different acts, or is there going to be like one big spectacle? How's it set up?
Well, we do have a few large spectacles, but they can also expect some poetry reading. Would you say breakdancing? Is that kind of his?
Sure, it's even a little twist on that.
Okay,
it's a particular sort of art coming from a breakdancer. He hates that word.
Right. I know. I knew it was coming. We also have vocalists, so people will be singing and just a variety of different ways of expressing the art. So it is kind of a vaudeville style show.
Right. And some of our pieces do tell stories rather than just being a spectacle. So there's quite a variety.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, talk a bit about this other aspect. And it seems to me I've heard that in connection with other descriptions of burlesque. And you all are very interested in, obviously, kind of danced around this whole idea that there's a sexuality within sure. the burlesque performances, but that you all are celebrating not so much the commercial sense of perfect beauty and sex appeal. What is your sense of that, the idea of bodies being very different seems to be an integral part of your burlesque group?
I think that's a part of the burlesque culture in general, mm-hmm. but it's definitely something that we embrace. And I mean, it was just built on this idea that everyone is beautiful. And if it makes you feel good to go on stage and express that, then you should. And mm-hmm. that's what's fun about it. And I think that's what's fun to watch about it also, is you do get to see all sorts of beauty and sexuality.
Which I think is very empowering for not only the performers, but also the audience members.
Definitely.
So empowerment is a large part of what we're out to do, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So have you performed yet in Lafayette? Have you had either the two of you and gotten any kind of reaction from people?
Well, this is Boom Boom Burlesque's first performance, mm-hmm. so none of us have performed as a group together. Mm-hmm. But actually, Mia and I were both associated with Cité des Arts cabaret performance mm-hmm. Almost a year ago. Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun experience. And the costuming and dance style was kind of along the same train of thought. And I think that as a group, there's a few of us that came from
right.
that. And it just kind of built into this really,
right.
really naturally.
And mm-hmm. in the past years, I've had the pleasure of singing with a few of the burlesque troupes that have mm-hmm. passed through here mm-hmm. and was also involved with Dream of the Marionettes mm-hmm. years ago. And we started off with some little burlesque performances mm-hmm. in a few places around here. So, mm-hmm. You know, the crowd was always very excited and just, you know, just begging for more. And mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely a market for it. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're raring to go. You know, we're very excited.
So the two of you will be performing on Friday?
Yes, yeah. ma'am.
Can
sure
you,
will.
Just without giving any, I don't know if it's giving it away, but maybe describe a bit about, are you going to sing? Are you going to recite poetry? Gingerly, what's your act?
Well, Mia and I are both in the opening and closing numbers, mm-hmm. which are big group dance numbers. Oh, wait, I'm not in that first one. Okay, well,
don't look
I choreographed that
okay.
one. but I'm also reciting some poetry mm-hmm. and doing a few little surprise things as a backup in a couple other numbers.
Right, and I'll be in the first and last large numbers. I'm in another musical that evening, so I'm kind of running between some great Lafayette entertainment.
So much going on in Lafayette.
Right.
Yeah. So you're talking about choreography. So there's a lot of serious thought, choreography, production put into these numbers that you're doing. Is there some original music as well? Or are you choreographing these to well-known music?
This time around, it's almost all pretty well-known music. Mm-hmm. And mostly current music, mm-hmm. or nearly current.
mm-hmm. Do you have anyone interested in doing live music for some of your mm-hmm. production numbers coming up?
Or? We do. That's definitely yeah. been discussed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have some people on board and in mind, so it's just going to grow and, you know, be more interactive and exciting as we get going.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about costumes? That's a really big part of burlesque, I guess. Do you all make your own costumes? Or do you have someone in the group who's a really good seamstress?
Well, we're starting off with mostly pieces we have, things we're putting together, and as our funding grows, then we'll start to really build some quality pieces that can really make a statement and,
right.
and last
right.
for a while. mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to be a costume designer involved in this project. So, you know, it's literally limitless in the possibilities, and I cannot wait to get my hands involved.
So for this particular performance, can you describe your costumes that you have for this, I guess, the numbers you're in?
Okay. Most of my costumes are essentially a corset and panties.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I do have my poem is kitchen themed, and I'm essentially in just an apron. Panties also.
And this is original poetry.
Yes, yes, I am.
That you're going to be reciting. And how about for the big dance numbers? Are there feathers? You know, you kept mentioning feathers. and that worked sparkly. So
right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, my personal costumes usually involve a lot of eyelash and and hair and everything. I like things to be very grand, mm-hmm, and definitely make a statement. So I don't have any feathers this time, but I think we'll have a lot of just really different pieces together. You know, right. This first show especially is about collaboration in every way. You know, we're all collaborating our minds, our bodies, as well as just our different personal styles or our personalities, mm-hmm, so that you can expect to see a rainbow of you know, variety, right, in our costumes.
I think people can hear in your voices that you're having an awful lot of fun.
Definitely.
Doing this.
Yes.
That seems to be a large component in what you're doing here. So again, Boom Boom Burlesque, this performance is the first in what you hope to be a continuing series in, mm-hmm, Lafayette. You're establishing yourselves as a troupe. Do you have like a web or a Facebook presence where people can go to find out more about what you do?
We do. Mm-hmm. You can search Boom Boom Burlesque on Facebook or facebook.com/LafayetteBurlesque. Our email address is boomboomburlesque@yahoo.com. Any of those ways of contacting us is, mm-hmm, fine, or going to find out more information, seeing pictures of some of the performers on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. And there is also an event page, so you can
Correct. Keep up. Can
join the event and keep up with you know, all of your friends who are certainly going to.
And future performances. So that's all on the web. People can find that information. Are you going to have regular auditions, or if someone's just interested, do they contact you? How are you going to be working that?
So far, people just contact us. And I think that's working
out. It sounds like what you said, about 40 people have expressed interest in it. So it sounds like you have a lot of material for the coming year. Now, do you have, after this fundraising performance on Friday, do you have a tentative date set up for the next one? Or are you just going to kind of...
Well, our future shows are going to be themed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think probably our next one will be Halloween. So somewhere around that time frame. We don't have an exact date yet to give you.
All right. I'm sure images are leaping into people's minds as well. The Halloween theme. So your name is Lafayette Burlesque. That's the name of the group?
Or it's Boom Boom Burlesque.
Boom Boom Burlesque. Okay. That is the name
boom,
of the troupe.
Boom! Exclamation point Burlesque. Right. To be specific.
It has a certain energy to it.
Yes, it does. When you read it, this is not a shy, retiring group here. So Boom! Exclamation Burlesque.
Right.
Is the title of the troupe. But on Facebook, it is Lafayette Burlesque.
Correct. Facebook.com/LafayetteBurlesque.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So you can find that, or just search Boom Boom Burlesque.
Boom Boom Burlesque.
Where can people get tickets for the show this Friday?
At the door. Feed and Seed.
Okay.
And we're also very excited to have Rare Luth opening for us evening. Mm-hmm. So doors open at 9:00. And so come on down, see Rare Luth, and then Boom Boom Burlesque.
Okay. About what time does the burlesque show start?
Right around 11.
Right around 11. Okay. Well, that's this Friday, again, at Feed and Seed. It is both an opportunity to enjoy the performance and to help support the organization Boom Boom Burlesque, mm-hmm, that hopes to entertain us for a while to come here in Lafayette. 9:00 at the Feed and Seed. You can check out information on the web or Facebook. Well, thank you both for your fun and energy, and we look forward to having you all on as the troupe expands its costumes and its repertoire.
Thank you so much.
And that's Mia Moore and Ginger Lee.